There are flowers and little gardens outside the squat row houses at Yesler, but the housing project where Jimi Hendrix and Gary Locke grew up has seen better days.
These units were constructed in early 1940s.
Ann Fisk Zuniga works for Seattle Housing Authority. She's project manager for the Yesler redevelopment.
A number of them have significant mold issues. Sewer backups are unfortunately commonplace.
So to overhaul the site, Seattle Housing Authority has come up with what some people are calling a mega project. The agency will sell off part of the land to market rate developers. The Housing Authority will use that money, plus federal and city dollars, to build new low-income housing to replace the 561 units that are there now. But all around that low-income housing will be new apartment towers filled with more affluent people who can afford higher rents. Zuniga says selling off the land to market-rate developers provides the money to rebuild public housing, something the federal government requires.
Frankly, that's the federal policy now, is some portion of federal money goes into the project with the expectation that you are bringing in a whole lot of other dollars to the table to make it happen.
But there's a lot of skepticism. Advocates for low-income housing say there need to be more units for people at the very bottom rungs. Solomon Wenderfield has lived at Yesler for 17 years. He says he thinks the project is just a land grab on behalf of well-to-do white people, and he's not interested in moving back when it's all done.
It's not going to be a family-oriented community, because class will definitely segregate a lot of the community members.
Zuniga says, no question, there's going to be a lot of change.
But change for the better, really, from our perspective, with all the improved housing, improved parks outside, green space, pedestrian-friendly sidewalks, wider sidewalks, better transit. So the whole package, we think, is a tremendous change from now. But not everybody is up for a more urban setting for their home.
After the public hearing, the next step is for a city council committee and then the full council to vote on rezoning and other legislation, probably by early September. If it passes, the Housing Authority says it plans to break ground in January. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.